Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good
it is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open our Bible and read 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verses 1 to 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verses 1 to 19. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will be forsake you. Now, for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. A nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage. And put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel. In abundance, when they saw that the Lord has his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the fifth year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil, which they had brought 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered unto a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their hearts and with all their soul. That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa cut down her idol, and stamped it, and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive from him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all trials that you delivered us out from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, for the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Renounce your anger, laziness, stubbornness, selfishness, envy, and jealousy, non-willingness to serve. Renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Pray for yourself. Lord, as we lift it up unto your hands, our needs, we trust you that you listen to us and will provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church as their needs. Lord, keep the families intact. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and to plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and that children will be obedient to their parents in obeying their instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, I pray, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in the household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children, that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you will help each single parent in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them that through you, they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruit to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, we pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, to heal them, and to provide jobs and income to those who are jobless, and to give wisdom and solution to those who are in trouble so their problems will be solved. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be a good citizens and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Lord, prosper all those places. So we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government. And you will provide for us all the logistic the offices and the document that we need through the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too, your church, will be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray, Lord, for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gifts of faith, gifts of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray to bless the evangelism, the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their guardians, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, bring with us more laborers to serve you with us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers, anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and fill us with the Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal the people, set them free from their bandages, and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church to reach the lost and to new places, to new people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord. I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For all you've done in my life, you
took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, when an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know He rescued my soul. His blood covered my sin, I believe, I believe. My shame is taken away, my pain is healed in His name, I believe, I raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. I know He rescued my soul. His blood covered my sin. I believe, my shame is taken away, my pain is healed in His name. I believe, I raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
You lift my burden. I rise with you. I'm dancing on this mountaintop to see your kingdom come. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
Jesus, we enthrone you, we proclaim you as King, standing here in the midst of us. We raise you up with our praise, and as we worship, build a throne. And as we worship, build a throne. And as we worship, build a throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place. Jesus, we enthrone you. Jesus, we enthrone you.
proclaim you as King. Standing here in the midst of us, we raise you up with our praise. And as we worship, build a throne. And as we worship, build a throne. And as we worship, build a throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place. And as we worship, build a throne. As we worship, build a throne. And as we worship, build your throne, come Lord Jesus, and take your place. Come Lord Jesus, and take your place. Lord, I come, take my life. I offer up to you a living sacrifice. By your grace, by your blood, I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence. Drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Sacrifice by your grace, by your blood, I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied.
Yes, O God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. All our worship and adoration belong unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God, good morning again. We continue to speak about giving from the teaching of Paul to the Church of Corinth. We have spoken about all the items that Apostle Paul had mentioned to them, and we brought the points to the Old Testament. And Paul continued to send his teaching to them to encourage them to give. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians and chapter 8, we can read his effort to push them to give. In the verse 16, to the end of the chapter, we read that he was sending workers to teach them, to motivate them, to move them to give. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 16 to the end. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, but he was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind. Abiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with Titus, our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. All our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Wherefore, show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and the power boasting on your behalf. He was sending them workers to motivate them to give and to collect from them and to prepare them for giving. But that is, the preparation for giving was not what we spoke about the need of the minister and the need of the minister and the need of the church. That was to motivate them to give to the saints in Jerusalem. You know, those who speak that God loves the cheerful giver and they want to apply it for the tithe and the first fruit, that is a wrong application. In chapter 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, when they will quote verse 7, every man according as he purposes in his heart to let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Here was not speaking about tithe and first fruit, and those who serve God full time. He's not speaking about that here. Here in chapter 9 was speaking about giving to the poor. Giving to the poor saints. That is up to us how much we are willing to give to the poor. That is not about tithe or first fruit. That, there is no bargaining with that. And let's read it from the beginning, chapter 9. for us touching the ministering to the saints. It is superfluous for me to write to you. That is his initiative. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal had proved very many. He was speaking to the churches in Macedonia, that Achaia, that's the Corinthians, they are ready to give. He was boasting about them to the churches in Macedonia, so he will encourage the Macedonia also to give to the poor and needy, those in Jerusalem. And those were the saints, the apostles of Christ. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, ye may be ready. Before he went to them, he sent the brethren so that when he was raised with the brethren from Macedonians, he will not be put to shame, that they have collected the money that they will send to Jerusalem. Less happy if they of Macedonia come with me. He was afraid that the people of Macedonia will go with him, and the churches in Corinthians, they are not ready for it. And find you unprepared, we that we say not, ye should be ashamed in the same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they will go before unto you, that is Titus and the other with him. That we read in the chapter 8. And make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness. You say we are not abdicating from you, but out of you have much, you give to the saints. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. He is encouraging them. Even I ask you something extra to give to the saints. What you sow, you will reap also bountifully. Every man, according to him, to us he purposes. That's correct. When you give to the poor, as God put in your heart and mind, that's correct. As he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity. There's no force in that. That's correct. For God loveth a cheerful giver. That's not about tithing or first. Very clear about saints who are in need. Not minister who teach, not a worker who serve the church, and the church not willing to give. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that he always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor. So here the giving is directed to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister the bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administering of this service, when you collect money to the saints and take it from them to the saints, not only supply the want of the saints, not only that their need will be met, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. They will thank God for their life. Why is by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your profess objection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Very clear here. Paul was motivating them to collect extra for the poor, those saints who are in it. As a church, we never ask you to give extra more for a people who are in need. Why we don't do that? Because when you bring your tithe and persecute an offering, there's a percentage from it come out automatic. And we have budget for that need. That is what I want to share with you today. Let's collect what you want to give to God, what belongs to Him, from tithe offering, precious fruit, bombs, and alms to the poor and need, and whatever you have to give to God. Lord, thank you for your love and care and mercy and thoughts. Thank you for providing all the needs of your church and your people. Thank you for what you give us from salaries, treasures, allowances, good health, provision, and abundant blessing. And here we bring to you what belongs to your God. Oh Lord, look from heaven and bless your church and your people. And let their work will be blessed through God. Especially those who are honoring you with their talents and persecute and various offerings. And helping the poor. Oh God, bless them beyond measure. Increase their incomes. But we give them good health and reward them. I pray also God, rebuke all the devourers in their life. And I pray for this amount of money, multiply it and use it for your glory to raise the lost and to make poor the needs. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the message of Dr. Ramiz entitled Wrong Resources for Money Stealing. Wrong resources for money stealing. Open your Bibles in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verses 6 to 10, King James Version. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verses 6 to 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father God. We come before you today with the power of your Holy Spirit, that the message, your word that is about to hear, Lord, I pray, that open our ears and soften our hearts, Lord, to receive the message about wrong resources for money stealing. Lord, speak to us directly. Speak into our lives. Lord, convict everyone. And let this message transform us. And use this message, O Lord, to magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Money is only one of the blessings that God has given to man so that he can use it to meet his daily needs. God has richly provided us with everything we need for our enjoyment. Nevertheless, Jesus also warned us about greed. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. He also told us that our focus to have treasures in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God wants our heart fixed on loving Him rather than money. The previous chapter outlines the right ways to receive money and material blessings. We should also be aware that there are wrong ways to collect and to receive money, and we should avoid them. Given below are some of the devilish ways employed to take money from wrong sources, and this can pave the way for our destruction. Number one, stealing. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 19. Neither thou shalt steal. Stealing is taking things that don't belong to us without permission. Stealing is unacceptable and many condemn it. Yet, we still find some practicing it. We will study a few scripture verses from the Bible that talk about stealing. Letter A. The bad effects of stealing on the person who practices it. Number one, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 30 to 31. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 30 to 31. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. According to what we have read, the thief needs to pay back seven times for what he has stolen. And this may cost him all his wealth. Number two, Exodus chapter 22, verse 1. Exodus chapter 22, verse 1. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. According to what we have read, the thief needs to pay back five times what he has stolen. Number three, Exodus chapter 22, verse 2. Exodus chapter 22, verse 2. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. According to what we have read, the thief may lose his life on the spot. Number four, Exodus chapter 22, verse 3. Exodus chapter 22, verse 3. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his thief. According to what we have read, the thief might be sold to make a restitution. Number five, Exodus chapter 22, verse 4. Exodus chapter 22, verse 4. If the thief be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double. According to what we have read, the thief needs to pay back double the amount he has stolen. Number six, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him. but took the poor man's lamp and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamp fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. According to what we have read, the thief may need to pay back four times what he has stolen." So what we conclude from the scriptures above is that the penalty to be paid by the thief will certainly be more than what he has stolen. Stealing will not be of any use to him, but will be a burden and will cost him more than he would have gained. This is what the Word of God tells us. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 17 and 18. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 17 and 18. "Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell." Stealing destroys the homes of those who steal. Zechariah chapter 5, verses 3 to 4. Zechariah chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. "Then said he unto me, This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off as on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof." God will curse the house of the person who steals. Therefore, we need to pay heed to the bad effects of stealing as mentioned in the scriptures and never do it. Stealing will bring a curse and will rob us of God's blessings. Letter B. The different forms of stealing are laid out in the following scripture. Number one, stealing from parents. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 24. "Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer." Many take advantage of their parents and try to abuse them or make them spend more on them. They claim that what their parents have is rightfully theirs. That is not correct. What our parents have belongs to God, and they are stewards of what the Lord has given them. Therefore, we cannot grab anything from them on the ground that we are their children. This is nothing but stealing. Number two, stealing land. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. "Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it." In the past, people used stones to erect a boundary between one person's land and another's. So those who intended to steal would move the boundary stone toward their neighbor to increase their land and their territory. This is stealing and will bring a curse on those who do this, as we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 17. "Cursed he be that removeth his neighbor's landmark." And all the people say, "Amen." Therefore, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 8. remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Number three, taking advantage of orphans and widows. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 10 to 11. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 10 to 11. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. There are people who take advantage of widows and orphans because they are weak. They think they have no one to lean on, forgetting that the Lord is there, watching the affairs of their lives, and that He will be the one to support them and defend them. Number four, stealing flocks. Job chapter 24, verses 2 and 3. Job chapter 24, verses 2 and 3. Some remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed thereof. They drive away the ass of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. Another form of stealing is taking sheep and flocks and taking advantage of widows and orphans. Today, there are people who steal ministries and lead people the wrong way. But God will not excuse those who use lies and deceit to steal flocks and even those who steal ministries. Job chapter 24, verses 23 to 25. Job chapter 24, verses 23 to 25. Though it be given him to be in safety whereon he resteth, yet his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all other, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it be not so now, who will make me a liar and my speech nothing worth? Number five, taking advantage of others. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. There are people who do not want to work, but prefer to live like parasites, feeding on others. This is stealing. The scriptures warn us against this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 6. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 6. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. There are workers who claim to serve the Lord, but are actually taking advantage of the church members or using them for their own purpose. They use their brothers and sisters in Christ to give them service without remuneration. We are warned not to do that. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 13. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 13. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work. When we utilize the service of our brothers and sisters for our personal needs, we need to pay them. Samuel was free from this sin. He served God without taking advantage of the people. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. Behold, here I am. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes therewith? And I will restore it you. And they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. Likewise, Apostle Paul did not defraud the brethren of the churches that he was the overseer. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. Receive us, we have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. Neither did Titus, Paul's co-worker, take advantage of the brethren. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? We too must walk in the steps of Samuel, Paul, and Titus while serving the Lord. Number 6, stealing from the masters and from the government. Titus chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Titus chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. There are people who steal from their masters and from their workplaces. Some justify their actions by saying that their master are rich and so there is no problem if they take something from the abundant supply of their master's goods. But this is stealing. And it will affect not only the masters, but also the thieves, because it is sin and will bring a curse upon their life. Some say that stealing from the government is right, because the government is rich and is exploiting the people by levying heavy taxes. However, this is also stealing and will bring trouble to those who do it. Number 7. Not paying taxes and government fees. Luke chapter 20, verses 20 to 25. Luke chapter 20, verses 20 to 25. And they watched him and sent forth spies which should find themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription hath it? He answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. We ought to be honest with the government to show that we are honest with God. What is due to the government in the form of taxes or fees must be paid. Romans chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. Romans chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. For this cause, pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Number 8, borrowing and not returning. Psalms chapter 37, verse 21. Psalms chapter 37, verse 21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Another form of stealing, when people borrow something, usually money, but never return it. Sometimes, people lend money to another person only to find that the borrower has suddenly disappeared with the money. All the people who had lent his money previously will then complain and regret ever giving him anything. There are people who join churches to borrow money and then run away. In the churches that I oversee, I have instructed the leaders and members not to lend without the knowledge of the church to avoid such kind of trouble. There is another way of borrowing and not paying back. This is by taking a large loan from a bank and then leaving the country without paying it back. Something that this is not seen because they are not stealing from people but from a bank. This is not right. It is still a sin. In certain countries, some loans were given on the principle of canceling the debt after 7 years had passed. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 to 3. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 to 3. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth out unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again, but that which is thine with thy brother, thine hand shall release. Some will make use of privilege like medical services or educational services, but won't pay back until their debts are canceled at the end of the 7 years. That is also wickedness, and God will judge them. And God will judge them for that. Number 9, not paying the workers their wages. Even delayed payment is a sin because a person's life is dependent on their income. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Leviticus 19:13. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbors, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. James chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. James chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is conquered, and the wrath of them shall be a witness against you, and shall ear your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have ripped down your field, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. When people fail to give the workers whom they have hired their wages, they are stealing from them. Some rich people take advantage of their workers and deprive them of their rights because they think that they don't have the power to fight for their rights. They may deny them insurance, medical support, leaves, or other privileges. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 22 and 23. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 22 and 23. Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. God's word warns us from doing such evil things against people who are poor and weak. Number 10, not paying tithes in full and failing to bring offerings and the first fruits. Malachi chapter 3 verses 8 and 9. Malachi chapter 3 verses 8 and 9. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even the whole nation. Luke chapter 20 verse 25. Luke chapter 20 verse 25. And he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. Failing to bring our tithes and offerings and our first fruits to the Lord's storehouse is another kind of stealing. We are literally robbing God. Exodus chapter 22 verse 29. Exodus chapter 22 verse 29. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors, the firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto thee. Number 11, taking money from the treasury. John chapter 12 verse 6. John chapter 12 verse 6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bear what was put therein. Judas Iscariot had been taking money out of the treasury without permission. Taking money out of the treasury of the church without the knowledge and approval of the church is another form of stealing. Many church leaders take people's tithes and offerings and put them directly into their pockets without maintaining a proper record of the money collected in the church. They consider the treasury money as their personal pocket money. This is another form of stealing and will bring a curse on those who indulge in it. This is what Paul spoke about those who do this. Romans chapter 2 verses 21 to 24. Romans chapter 2 verses 21 to 24. Thou therefore which teaches another, teaches thou not thyself? Thou that preaches a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boss of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. These kinds of pastors who covet money are kept to minister to the rich and influential and do their best to make them join their ministry in order to benefit from them financially. They are like Balaam, who was enticed to go with Balak's men for a reward. Jude chapter 1 verse 11. Jude chapter 1 verse 11. And run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. Such pastors who are looking for financial gain have no credibility and do not stand on God's principles. They are greedy and dangerous. They are like Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah. Jeremiah chapter 41, verses 4 to 8. Jeremiah chapter 41 verses 4 to 8. And it came to pass the second day after he had slain Gedaliah, and no man knew it, that there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven, and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them to the house of the Lord. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said unto them, Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And it was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, slew them, and cast them into the midst of the field, he and the men that were with him. But 10 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, Slay us not, for we have treasures in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey. So he forbear and slew them not among their brethren. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, slew the men who were coming to the house of God and took from them the offerings they had brought. However, he spared 10 men from among them, not out of mercy, but out of covetousness. When they told him that they have treasures in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey. Jeremiah 41:8. He spared them to get hold of all the provisions that they had hidden in the field. My dear and beloved, Hosea chapter 14 verse 9. Hosea chapter 14 verse 9. Who is wise and he shall understand these things? Prudent and he shall know them? For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. The stolen money will finally waste away and cause trouble to those who have it. Stolen money and resources obtained from cheating in the work spot, intentionally selling defective products, cheating workers of their wages, and not paying bills will end up being a curse to those who seek to gain them. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word and the teaching that I receive in this message. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishment that I receive and the explanation about stealing, its forms, and its body parts. Repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your stealing from your parents, abusing the poor, the needy, the orphans, and the widows. Repent of stealing from your master and the place that you are working. Repent of not paying your tax and the bills of the government. Repent of borrowing and not returning. Repent of not giving your tithes, offerings, and first fruits to God. Repent of taking advantage of others and your non-willingness to work to meet your needs. Repent of using people and not paying them their wages. Repent of your greed and not being satisfied with what God gives to you. Repent of your lack of fear in God. Repent of your non-willingness to suffer for Christ and to serve Him. Confess your non-willingness to go along the rules that God placed before you in His Word to follow in your life. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, thank you for all the resources that you had placed in my hand. Lord, I commit myself to use all these resources to work and to live honestly according to your word and according to the laws of the government that you had placed in the place that I am living. Lord, I commit myself to be a good testimony to others and to start to serve you and do your will and your plan in my life. Lord, thank you. Lord, continue to provide for me so I will continue to live in the fear of you.
Lord, I come. Take my life, I offer it to you, a living sacrifice. By your grace, by your blood, come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one dream, and my soul is satisfied.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and decided to live an honest and godly life in the fear of you. Lord, protect their sources of income and give them the good health and the strength. Lord, watch over them and protect them from the evil one, so they will continue to serve you and do your will. Lord, bless us as your church and help us to continue to teach your word and your will to your people. Lord, thank you for all the resources that you had placed for your church and for all the brethren. Lord, use all these resources for your glory. Lord, help us to continue to correct and admonish those who are in sin, to bring them back to you and to your will. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, take the message and spread it to bring the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
He rescued us. His blood covered my sin. I believe. I believe. My shame is taken away. My pain is all in its name. I believe. I believe. I raise a banner, Lord. My Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. You lift my burdens. I rise with you. I'm resting on this mountain top to see your kingdom come. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
Amen.